Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to day two of Over 45 Can't Lose Weight. And again, Shake or Cleanse Day. And I hope that everyone's starting their program. And please email me if you have any questions at all, how you're feeling and what you need to know a little more about. And, you know, we'll certainly get those answers for you. And so today what we're going to do is day two of the 30-day weight loss program from Isagenics. And we're going to support you through the next, now we're at 29 days, as we go through this journey together. And I've put a downloadable doc, the 30-day system guide, on the front page of this Blog Talk Radio. And if you're ever going to look for the previous editions, the link I send out every day is for that day's link and radio show. But you can go right to blogtalkradio.com/over45weightloss, and that's over and then the numbers 45 weight loss. And all the shows are recorded there. That's our channel. So it's really convenient for you if you can't attend one of these calls. So before I go any further, we are independent distributors for Isagenics. And we're just putting this site together and blog and show simply to help members of the team, who, especially those that are over 45, because we know it is more of a struggle to lose weight once you hit that number for some reason. Not for everyone, but for a lot of people. So we've covered yesterday some recipes for this week that Isagenics very generously shared with us, and I went over them yesterday. They're wonderful. And again, I want to cover the disclaimer here. If you are pregnant, nursing, diabetic, on medication, have a medical condition, or are beginning a weight control program, consult your physician or healthcare practitioner before using Isagenics products or making any other dietary changes. Discontinue use if adverse events recur. And most people sail through this, but you know, some people have maybe a little bit of a headache or probably can't sleep or can sleep a little too much. Those are all normal, and those are just what I call rest days. I'll start today with talking about my journey, because I'm going on this journey with you, right alongside of you. And I've done a lot of cleansing in the past, and I recognized yesterday that I was certainly going through a cleanse. And what happened and how I took the Cleanse for Life product was, before I went to bed last night, and I ate fairly light during the day yesterday, but before I went to bed, say, I think it was around 11, I had my first 4 ounces of the Cleanse for Life. And before I went to bed, I drank a glass of water. And then I got up, it was probably around 5, and I had another 4 ounces. And then I went back to bed and didn't drink any more water at that point. Now, you might say, well, why did you do it that way? It's just simply because of the schedule that I'm on. And also, I know that whenever I go through a cleanse, my body really needs to rest. It's the number one thing that comes out for me. It may be different for other people. Some people may get totally energized. We're all different. We have different chemical makeups, and so we're going to react to cleanses in a different way. So I just had a great night's sleep. And when I got up, I took the two of the Isoflush. And you'll note in your 30-day program kit that there's these two green packages. And those are wonderful because they tell you what to take over and above the Cleanse for Life and the shake. Like, for example, they say breakfast here, take one of the natural accelerator capsule, which I've already done. And a snack is to take two of the Isagenic snacks. And again, another afternoon snack, same thing, but take one more of the natural accelerator capsule. And in the evening, you can take two of the snacks. And dinner, take two of the Isoflush capsules with 8 ounces of purified water. Now, like I say, I change things around a little bit. I also have diverticulitis, so I have to have a bit more fiber than most people. So that being said, it was a great sleep. I do have a little bit of a headache this morning, so I had a cup of organic coffee, and now I feel pretty darn good. And what came into our lap today, thank you very much to our wonderful UP team member, Melanie Maletix. She gave us this wonderful link to customizing your shake day. So this is perfect because I want to talk about this today. And like I said, along the way, I'm going to give you tips that I've learned, especially on improving health, changing the way we eat, not overnight. You know, we didn't get our bad habits overnight. We got our bad habits over years. And, yeah, if we can eat organic and if we can eat pure, great food, healthy food, no bad food, you know, we'd be living in a perfect world, and none of us are perfect. But we can try, especially as we age. The better we eat, usually the longer our chances are of, you know, going through elderliness in a great way. So they're talking about the 30-day shake program, and so I'm just going to cover some of the highlights of this page. It's a great reading. I put it in your emails, but I'll also put it on the front of this Blog Talk Radio show once it's compiled. And it's, if in case you want to go there now, it's isogenicshealth.net/customize-shake-day. But like I said, I'll get that out to you. So within the 30-day system, the shake day consists of the Isoline or the Isoline Pro Shakes. I'll just comment on those for a while because somebody yesterday was asking me the difference. The Isoline one that I use, because I'm somewhat sensitive to dairy, it is a dairy-free shake, and I really like it. It's a berry flavor, and so I personally add just a few blueberries or strawberries, something that's indigenous to where I live on the west side of Canada. And I also add a little bit of non-sweetened almond milk. And because I tend to move out my shakes a little bit longer probably than most people, I schedule them longer, again, because of the schedule that I'm on personally. So that's a joy of this. You can work around your own schedule, and you know, we can work with you if you need help on that. Now, that consists of the two shakes, two small 100 to 150 calorie snacks that are included in the package, and a 400 to 600 calorie meal. So that's your light meal of the day if you're going on the total program. And those recipes that we sent out yesterday are just perfect. Just follow those, you know, shake them up of what you got for your fish or your chicken or, you know, your veggies, your protein. You know, some people like to add beans to them. I had a kale salad last night with corn and beans, and what else is in there? Green peppers, cucumber. Oh, I could go on. I just kept adding things. Spinach. So that will add up to about 1,200 to 1,500 calories per day. But for most sedentary middle-aged to older adults who only burn around 1,800 to 2,000 calories a day, the 1,200 to 1,500 calorie range is perfect for weight loss. And there are others who have daily energy requirements that are much higher. If your activity level is high, of course, then you need to burn more calories, so you need to put more calories in. For example, men typically have larger frames and definitely more muscle mass to support than women do, and usually lose weight faster than women do. A 6-foot man of average weight and activity level could require upwards of 2,700 calories or so just to maintain weight, while a 6-foot-7-inch tall man, I guess those are the basketball players, might easily require more than 3,500 calories. And regardless of body size or gender, a person who is extremely active or works a physically demanding job will also have higher energy requirements. But even men who are over 45 who work physically demanding jobs can still carry, you know, that, what you want to call it, wheat belly. Some people call it wheat belly. Other people call it chubby belly. But that tummy, it especially if you're doing, you know, a lot of sitting in the off time that you're not working, you can still get that belly there. So this will be perfect for helping get rid of the belly. So a person that requires 3,000 calories per day can put on a regime providing just 1,500 calories, likely they wouldn't stay on it very long. It would lead to hunger and terrible fatigue. The best plan is one that cuts calories by the minimum amount needed to produce fat loss, or about 500 calories below what it is needed to maintain your weight. So if you find comfort in the one-size-fits-all instructions offered by the system, the 30-day system, the idea of modifying your shake day may be a little intimidating at first, but don't worry. we've put together a step-by-step guide that will not only help you to determine whether you need to modify your shake day, but will also show you how to customize your shake day. Because you don't want to get into too much of a routine. You want to shake things up a little bit, no pun intended. You want to make sure that everything's interesting that you're putting in your mouth or different. That's a good one, too. So step one is determining whether you need extra calories, and I won't get into that because it's pretty self-explanatory. It's, you know, it's relative to your BMI index and how tall you are, how your job is, etc. So, and then figure out your target goal for shake days for calories. And there's two ways to figure out how many calories you need or should be eating to lose weight. And the first is to go onto an online website that offers a calorie calculator, such as calculator.net. And these are wonderful. There's another one. I think it's called MyFitnessPal. Yeah, MyFitnessPal. Those are .com. That's a great little app to download. The calculator will generate a specific amount of calories that you should be eating to lose weight based on your gender, age, height, weight, and activity level. Because this number is based on an equation, it should be kept in mind that it may not be completely accurate and will likely need to be adjusted based on your own body's response. A more accurate way of determining your daily target calorie goal for weight loss is to figure out how many calories you're currently eating to maintain your weight and then reduce this number by 500. That's pretty easy. You can download any calorie tracking app, like I said, such as MyFitnessPal or MyNetDiary, and enter all of the food that you eat each day into the tracking database. And do this for 5 days and then figure out the average caloric intake per day. Cut this number by 500 and you'll have your calorie target goal for your shake days. Example, your average caloric intake after 5 days is 2,600 calories. 2,600 minus 500 is 21 calories per shake day, so that's a good thing to know there. I know my cousin's wife, she's got that app out all the time on her phone, and whenever we go out for a bite to eat or dinner, you know, she's always, go there for dinner, she's always pulling that out and putting inside exactly what she eats, and it's amazing. She's really gaining a great body. I'm really pleased for her. And I want to be pleased for all of us, too. So step three, add your calories to the shakes, to your snacks, third meal to meet your target calorie goal, because we don't want you not eating enough calories. So now that you've set your target goal for your shake day, it's time to implement a strategy to increase your intake so that you can hit this number. And the best way to do this is to add the calories to the shakes. And basically that increases the calories in your snacks also, to add calories to your standard 400 to 600 caloric meal. And easy ways that you can add about 100 calories to your shake are to add one serving of fruit. Again, choose that fruit to be indigenous to where you live. And a third a cup of oats. That's a really cool idea if you're really hungry, because that will fill you right up. And one tablespoon of a high-quality nut butter. I don't recommend peanut. We're finding some very interesting studies coming out about peanut butter. I choose almond butter or sunflower seed butter and keep it in the fridge. And it really does give you a good, healthy fat to add to the body. And you could, you know, mix your shake with, like I do, a half a cup of unsweetened almond milk or, you know, some people use skim milk, some people use regular 1% milk. That's up to you. And your snack ideas, of course, for your 200 to 300 calorie intake need is an isolene bar. And a lot of people are telling me about how much they love the lemon one. And or you could choose, say, a half a cup of hummus and fresh vegetables. You know, keep those fresh veggies put them into a container in your fridge and a little bit of water, and they'll stay fresh for quite a while, especially carrots or celery, broccoli, etc. And then another choice is to pair one cup of fat-free Greek yogurt or cottage cheese with a serving of fruit, the fiber snacks, half a cup of granola, again, or trail mix. Make sure your granola is not store-bought, if at all possible. You can make your own really easy. You know, just get some oats and lightly toast them in your oven, add some dried fruits, you know, a little bit of stevia to it, shake it all up or cook it up. That's your best if you can't do that, if time is just an issue, then just choose a really high quality granola. It's worth spending the extra money, because the ones that you get even in the bins at the shops and the ones in the regular aisles are just loaded with sugar. And again, that's part of what we're talking about, especially these 30 days. We're going to talk about, let's get rid of that sugar out of our life, because we're all consuming way too much. And trail mix is pretty good too. Again, not salted though, regular plain trail mix without the peanuts. I found one over at Save On Foods here. It's pretty good. And or 2 tablespoons of the Isa Crunch, the Slim Cakes, or 10 almonds. 10 almonds is a great one too. Again, make sure they're not salted. And you can roast them if you like. It gives them not too heavily roasted. It gives them a nice flavor if they're roasted. And you can add calories to your 400 to 600 caloric meal too if you need to. But you should have about 30 to 40 grams of protein in your third meal. You can go to the link that's in here that talks about what to have for a third meal. And also those recipes that we sent out yesterday will cover that. And if you add an extra serving of complex carbs or extra dressing, if you need to bulk up your meal, that would be a good thing too. Complex carbs could be brown rice or another grain, such as perhaps quinoa might be a good one. I tend to talk in terms, because I'm gluten intolerant, I tend to talk in terms related to what I eat. Some people handle wheat and grains no problem. Again, that's going to be, your body's going to be so different, so just work with that. What complex carbs usually mean in the world of health usually means don't choose anything white. Stay away from white potatoes, white rice, white sugar. Those are all great, super great things to stay away from, especially if you have diabetes in your family or you're pre-diabetic. That'll take you a long way away from the diabetes circle if you stay away from the white, because it just turns to sugar and insulin in your body, and then you've got a vicious cycle, because you may have too much insulin, not enough, too much, not enough, and that's really hard on the body. So say, for example, you've got a 2100 target goal for the day for your calories. For breakfast, your shake day, you're going to look at either, the Isolene Pro Shake or the one that I use, the non-dairy one. And they say here, plus a banana, and that'll equal 400 calories. Bananas are best consumed if they're ripe. I don't eat much bananas because, I find they're hard to digest. Other people love them. We've been told all our lives that they're a great source of potassium. And if you tolerate them, great. I personally like to see in the shakes fruit that is more to your area. And also, too, I think I mentioned this yesterday, if you're using the whey protein shakes, don't use pineapple or papaya with them. The latest studies show that they negate each other. So that's not too great. And so that'll give you about 400 calories. And then your mid-morning snack, or, it could be like my schedule, different, a fiber snack, you could dip that in 1 cup of fat-free plain Greek yogurt. And there's, again, some different trains of thought out there. Again, work with what works best for you. I personally don't like fat-free things. I think there's been chemicals put in most of these things to make them fat-free. I prefer to have 100% natural Greek yogurt. And I don't worry about too much about the fat on that, because it is easily digested into the body as yogurt. In fact, one of the greatest things you can put in your body is a very high-quality yogurt. And that's, they say, 280 calories. It'd be a bit more if you were choosing a full-fat Greek yogurt, that's for sure. And your Isolene Pro Shake plus a third of cups of oats for your lunch. And mid-afternoon snack, they're suggesting a nutty caramel cashew bar. And those are good because, again, it provides that desire to crunch or chew, which starts to happen midday on. And dinner, what we call fairly large, a third meal of one serving with extra complex carbs. So that's if you're targeting the 2100 caloric goal. Again, those that are over 45, you want to bring that down to, between 1200 and 1500. So one of the great things about the Isagenics 30-day system is that it's easily customizable, and to that individual to make losing weight much easier. Don't be afraid to personalize your shake days. All that really matters is you cleanse and you shake. You cleanse and you shake. And you eat that one meal a day while you're on the program, that it be a very healthy meal. And you take your snacks, because the program is designed by scientists. It's been proven. It's a 15-year now program. And they keep improving it. And it is designed to help you lose your weight and get fit. So I also want to add my tip. And my tip is cinnamon. Now, cinnamon, not the one that you go to the shops and buy in the bins. That's, again, chemicalized. What you want to do is choose, if you can find where you live, Ceylon, C-E-Y-L-O-N, cinnamon. It is organic, of course. It is one of the nicest cinnamons. I put it on everything. It goes in my shakes. It goes in my coffee. It goes in my matcha green tea. It goes in anything not anything savory, but certainly anything sweet that I put together. It is just a major step, and it has been proven to help people lose weight. If you can't find organic cinnamon, you can always get it on Amazon sent to you. Amazon.com is getting to be a really good source for organic foods, especially the dry foods that they never had before. There's quite a lot. So cinnamon is my tip for the day. And also, too, don't forget to take your, if you're doing the cleanse or the shake days, don't forget to take your Ionic Supreme. It is something I just am learning more about. It is what they call nature's answer for optimum health. And it's a really good blend of, you know, what you need, vitamins, minerals, etc. And it's also got antioxidants in there. So you need to take that, because you need that while you're going through the shake cleanse days. So again, if you have any questions at all, please email me at diamondsorgold@gmail.com. My email address is also on the blogtalkradio.com/over45weight loss front page. And we're here to help. And I hope you're having a great time investigating the Isagenics products. They are wonderful. I'm so impressed. And I've been around this type of products most of my life, and these are certainly about as good as you get. So on that note, I'm going to wish everybody a wonderful day. Tomorrow, we're going to have a special guest, someone who has been on the program and has been losing weight. And there's certainly a lot of people, but this is someone from our own team. So I want to say that will be exciting. And we'll have a shorter show tomorrow because it's Friday. And so have a wonderful day, and take care, everyone.